in this week's parasha, Pasuk talks about after the Avram davens for the Parashim to save Stoim, and he's not successful, but Lot is saved from Stoim. The Torah goes through the whole story how Lot is saved. The Parashim then brings down the Mapecha Stoim. Hashem himtir al Stoim balamar gofis v'esh v'yapoch esarim ho'el. Then it says, "V'yishkem Avraham b'boker." That Avraham gets up in the morning and he goes to the Malkum when he's Omad Shom es Pnei Hashem. So the Targum Taijus. After Avraham b'Safra, la'asu di shamosh taman b'tzloi kodem Hashem. The place where he was mishamosh Hakadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. And front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's he goes back to his Mokum of Tefillah, which we were talking about before, that the Malachim left and Avram is Davin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes back to that Mokum. V'yashkev al p'nei Stoim al amara v'al p'nei kol eretz hakikar v'yar v'hinei ola kikitar oretz kikitar oshen. He looks to Stoim and he sees the ocean coming up. So, I have a just one very, very basic, understanding of the pasuk. This Malkum, see, he went to a Malkum. We didn't know before that he had a specific Malkum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Be'elonim Amrei, which means that's his Pesach Oil, that's his house. And he interrupts his conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to greet the Malachim. The Malachim give him the Pesura of having Yitzchak, and they leave. Avram halechi mam l'shalchom. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram that tells him that he's going to destroy Stein. And Avram davens. So we don't know where that Malachim is exactly. This Malachim is not, it says Avram went with them. He went with him. He left his house. At some point after he finished being malav with them, he stopped and he davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu there. So that Malkum apparently was a place where he could see Stein from that, but we would not assume that was a place where he would normally go to daven. It wasn't his average Malkum tefillah. It came out from the situation where he was malav with the Malachim, and now he's in a way that he davened over there, and it's a place in this pasuk of Mashma that he's able to see Stein from there. I don't think that he normally was able to see Stein from his house, but this specific instance, he davened there, and then now that he davened there, he went back there to see what happened to Stein. What's interesting is because on this pasuk, the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says, Omer Reb Chalba, Omer Reb Huna, Kol Kevei Mokam L'Tfilosei, Kol Kevei Avram Be'ezra, person is Kevei Mokam L'Tfilosei, Kosh Baruch, the Kei of Avraham is Be'ezra, Look Shemeis, and when that person dies, Omer Maloi, Omer Malov, E Onav, E Chosid, we're missing the Onav, we're missing the Chosid, Mitalbido Shal Avram Avino, the Talmud of Avram Avino, that he knew to be Kevei Mokam L'Tfilosei. Avram Avinu minala on the kav makim. How do you know Avinu was kaveh makim? They see by Yeshem Avram Abaker. Elam makim asher omad shom. So he goes to the makim where he received. He was omad. Beinamida el tefila shenemar by omad pinchas vayefalel. So amida means tefila. So the pasuk over here means that he went to the makim where he was mispalo, and refers to it as a makim. So now, simple understanding of this halacha, which is brought down in halacha, that a person should be kaveh makom l'tfilasei, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, means, the machloek is actually, machloek is in the Rishonim, what does it mean? There's three different shitas in the Rishonim to understand what this halacha is. Some Rishonim say that a person should be kaveh a specific base of Knesset that he davens in. He shouldn't go from one shul to another shul, he should kaveh the base of Knesset which he davens in. But within the basic Knesset itself, there's no specific issue where you have to have dafka, mamakam, kavua, where you daven in the shul. Some Rishonim say that another halacha is that a person should have a makom kavua in the shul itself where he davens. The Ben Yehuda says that the truth is neither of those is an issue. As long as you're davening in a shul, that is a kriyas makom. You're in a shul, that's sufficient for this halacha. He's talking about a person who, for whatever reason, can't go to shul, and he's davening at home, bebeisoy. So a person who can't go to shul, he's davening bebeisoy, he should do it with a kriyas makom. He should have a makom kavua in his house where he davens. So the Ben Yehuda understands. Now, but however you understand those lechera, I mean, this is something which is going to be an ongoing makom of tefillah. Either it's the Beis HaKnesses is an ongoing makom, or the specific place in the Beis HaKnesses, or the specific place in his home. As far as we know, Avraham Avinu used this place one time to daven. That when he left his, I mean, imagine normally he davened by his house, by his, you know. He had got the tzibur of talmidim and they davened together. So this one time he was malav with the malachim and he ended up wherever point in time he finished with them. He davened that one time because Mahal came to him over there, so he didn't really have a choice. He wasn't saying, "One second, Rashi, listen, kriyas makom with tefillah. I have to run home and then we'll talk over there." Rashi came to him and avu over there, and so he had his conversation, his tefillah for the hatzolus storm there, wherever the Rashi was, it presented himself to Avraham Avinu. And we're learning the halacha of the concept of kviyas makom l'tefillah from Avraham Avinu, who happened to be one time davened in a place. Now that's a difficult point to understand in the Gemara, how we could be that could be the source for kviyas makom l'tefillah. Okay. The second thing which is interesting, this is the makor. So we understand the idea of kriyas makom l'tefillah, the pashas, and the kuda is that you always daven in the same place. So it would make sense to us that when Avraham will come back the second time to daven, you see he davens using the same makom. That's what we picture what it means. So he uses the same makom. So if you possibly would want to find an example of where Avraham was kaveh a makom, it's a place where he went back to daven a second time, but a place where he davened the first time. But Punk, the place where it's giving us this example, is a place where he didn't come back. There's no indication the second time that he davened. He comes and he sees that the Stem and Mor were destroyed, and that's it. And then Lloyd is saved, and the last thing the Pasuk tells is, you know, it talks about when Yisra Ram at the beginning of the next Parsha, you know, so this is the whole story of the Amon and Mor were born. And he moved somewhere else. Okay? So, like, why, if the Torah wants to give me a makom to teach me the concept of kviyas makom l'tefillah, to give it to a place where he davened one time there, and he came back, and he told me he came back the same time to that makom, second time to that makom, not because of tefillah, as far as we know. It says the place where he was omad shom. It doesn't say he was omad now. I mean, means tefillah, but doesn't say he did that now. We don't know what he did over there this morning. So, I mean, I guess, well, Ramos Masak and Shachar is a Masama, he davened. I don't know, but that's not, you'd want the pasuk to indicate that, if that's the point of the pasuk. Okay, so that's the second difficult. The third point which you would want to think about is, why is it taught to us in connection with this, I mean, we know Avraham Avinu was Masak and Shachris, and Chazal actually learned it out from this Pasuk. It was Bevoiter, and it was Omad, which is difficult because, again, this Pasuk does not indicate that he was davening there this time. But why is that Gufa, why is that taught to us in connection with the story of Mapechus, Slem Ba'amorah, Hatzolos Loit? Why is this the place where the concept of Kviyas Makom L'Tefillah is taught to us in conjunction with the sugya of the Tefillah for Mapechus time. So those are the three questions which we have on the source for this that this being the source is an interesting source. Why is this the source? In the Maamar Chazal itself, there's a lot to understand. So a person is kaveh makom l'tefillah, so shelokei Avraham be'ezrei. specifically Elokei Avraham is a person who's kavemakom tefilosai. So it seems to be that it's not a very, very significant act. So why talk it as a person who's kavemakom tefilosai is zeicha than Elokei Avraham Ezra? Then it says a kishemes when he dies. They say about him, "E onav ichos." Why is it specifically? I mean, why are we discussing the fact that when he dies? I mean, you know, because we don't just say hespedim about the person when he's alive, except nowadays they have banquets. I'm saying, but if you want to say that that person is an onav and he's a chosid by doing such a thing, why do we have to say it in connection with the fact that he gets a hesped about it? So when a person dies, they say, "Oh, he was such an onav and such a chosid." Like, they say, "Hareza nivus uchatidus." I mean, the point is, Talmud, he's an onav and he's a chosid by doing such a thing. So why is it in the context of a hesped? Okay, what talk is this gavaldig and the kud of anivus and chasidus, which comes out of the fact that he was kremakum atilose? It's the next thing we need to understand. What exactly is this connection between anivus and chasidus to kviyas makum atilose? And then it says, "Mitamido shall Avraham Avinu," that this person is a talmud of Avraham Avinu. We find in the Mishnah talks about that a person has three devarim. He's considered Tamido Shel Avraham Avinu. Three other things, he's Tamido Shel Ben Marosha. And that Mishnah also, it's something which needs to think about, so that he has a Ruach Namucha, etc. He has these things. So what does it mean, Tamido Shel Avraham Avinu? It means he learned it from Avraham Avinu. So let's say he thought of it himself. One day he said, "You know, it's a chosher bazach to have a makom kavua right down." He didn't know that the makor was from Avraham Avinu. I mean, and the Mishnah also, you said, this person has a nefesh rechavas. He's tamid of Pilum Rasha. Did he learn from Pilum Rasha? I mean, he thought of it himself, maybe. So what does it mean? He's Tamidim of Avraham Avinu. He's Tamidim of Shabbat of Rosh. Like, what's the Nakuda Tamidim? So I could get involved in the Mishnah, but over here specifically, what's the Nakuda? Why we say he's Mitamidim of Avraham Avinu? What's the Nakuda? He's Mitamidim of Avraham Avinu. So those are the difficulties. So again, we have three questions in the Makor. Why is this place where the Torah, if the Torah wants to teach us this concept of Kviyas Makom Tefila? So, why is it specifically said over here in a case where it seems to be it was a one-time action that Ram that davened there? We don't see Ram coming back to that place of davening, that's how we understand Kriyas Malkum. And why is it said it's specifically in conjunction with Mapechus Toim, Tzolos Lot, etc.? Then in the Maimer itself, we don't understand the what's in the Kuda for Kriyas Malkum with Tfilosa, which seems to be, I don't call it minimal, but it's Elokei Avraham Ezra is Rashi says Kedar Shoya Ozil Avraham. The way Bereshit was Ozil Avraham. I mean, Avraham went down to battle with 318 men against an army of four nations. So I mean, does it mean now that I'm Kirmak Vados, I get that type of Siyata Nishmaya? That's what it's telling me. Avraham's Bezri, the same way he was Ozil to Avraham. Mishunadika reward for being Kirmak Vados. Why is it that when it's kishemes amar malav ion v'chassid, what is in the kud of onav and chassid, and what's in the kud of tamina shel Avraham Avinu? So those are the difficulties we have in understanding the Maamar Chazal. I just want to clarify, why specifically is Avraham Avinu the one? I mean, we have Sukkim, which, if anything, we have Sukkim by Yitzchak, also very clear Sukkim of Tefillah. We have Sukkim of Tefillah by Yaakov. Why is Kriyas Mokim a limud which is taught to us by Avraham Avinu? So that would be the last question. Okay, so the Tamir Ben Yerna on this Gemara, at least ask the question about getting this schar. So first he says, this Peshat, I told you that it's not discussing where in the Shulta Davin, because since the whole makom is a makom tefila, you're not makbid if he sits sometimes this corner, sometimes that corner, which again, the Rabbi Shannon were arguing that. It means he's kaveh makom tefila se bebeisa. In the bayis, and he can't go to the basic knesses, he davens in his house, he should be miyachin makom yidua lakach. He should have a specific place in his house where he is kaveh makom, that's where he davens when he can't. I had a chaver. We lived in the good old apartments, so there wasn't any room really for him to have a kviyas makom. He's very handy. He built himself a cubicle in the corner of his dining room, and whenever he had a daven, he would learn there. You know, he'd daven. It was very small because he can't take too much room in the apartment. And that was his kviyas makom. In a kviyas makom, he would daven there because. He actually brings Yerushalmi. Kol kvei makom tefilosa bebeisoi lehispalo kil hikiva machitas al barzel kremes amam iyana vichasa. That they say that, you know, it says over there kvei makom. So the Yerushalmi says behedya bebeis. Okay. Then he says yesh makshim mechiv ibnei zeh bilvad mesavrim achim itosa sheva golo kazeh. The person should deserve this type of hesped for being kvei makom tefilosa. He says the charet shmir. But like Shmuel Akotin, Chazal say Shamar Olav Shiroi Shetishra Shchina Olav Kemosh Rabbeinu. The Mor says end of Saita. That one time there was the Mor says two stories. Once there was a story that Hillel was sitting together with a chabur and a baskel came out and said, "One of you amongst you was Roy that she should have Shchina being shown in him like Moshe Rabbeinu." But the door is not Roy Lekach, and everybody realized it was referring to Hillel. The Mor says Shuv. There's another Maisa. The same thing happened. There's a group sitting. And they hear a bas call, that one of you deserves to have Hashrosh Hashkina Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, but the generation is not Roi Lekach. And they Nosu'eno v'Shmuel Akotin. And the Mor says Vayter. When he was Nifter, they said, "Oh, Shmuel Akotin, I Onav I Chasid." So it's a Gavaldik. So Shmuel Akotin gets the Hespid. So we say the same Hespid they say for Rav Shach. That's how they say for the guy who's Kerim Akum Tfilos. You know, he's a nice guy, he davened every day in the shul. Let's see, he was machman all the shitas, he always had his kviyas makom, somebody sat in the seat, he could kick the guy out. He's very machman on kviyas makom, and he gets the same hesped as the God of the door. Shmuel HaKot. Ve'echor mekan shemru lov oisoy al kol adam shekvei makom miyuchad lebibay so lis barlo. The guy doesn't go to shul according to Rabbi Yonah. Like he davens at home, but he makes sure he has a corner in his house. And for that, he gets the same hesped as the Shmuel HaKotin. It's a pel. So Ben Yoni gives a teretz. Kedar can show Rishonim that they have a right to say this, but we're going to find some of these elements of it which are difficult to understand. It doesn't mean the kviyas makom is why you get such a hesped. What's a loymer? A person is so careful with his tefillah, medat betulosa shegam bezeh who nizer. He's so careful with davening that he even wants to have a kviyas makom. He wants to tefillah makom yuchad. Ukim shekol kachu oyvat tefillah. A person who loves tefillah so much that he's even willing to make sure that he has a kviyas makom. And he builds his cubicle for himself in the corner of his apartment. So vadi minis anova yeshboy. Obviously, such a person would have minis anova. That his tefillah should be mekubel in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shim lo yir lo mir hanover lo yuchel he olam nispalo b'kavona. But here mekubel says neam malkin Baruch Hu. So this person has a nevis because that's how he understood that tefillah is so important that he should make a kriyas malkin. Well, once he has that, he's zeichel lemidus hachasidus, which is. Like the Brisa says, another maybe the Chasidus. So because of the Dikta Gat Fila, he gets to the milas of Anivis and Chasidus, and therefore that's what we'll say about the person in Niftim and Arden, which means if you're Cheshvan, what he's saying is it means if the guy chops when he's 69 years old and he's Niftim when he's 70, we can't say Yonah Bechasa because we don't know. He didn't have a chance to grow from Anivis to Chasidus. But the guy chops when he's 25, so we can hope at the time he's 70. When he's nifter, right, he's 80, 90, whenever he's nifter, he had a nevus. Nevus brings the chassidus, and he was zechut to be a chassid also. But he says, what's the nekuda? That the person understands that tefillah is so important, that he's kvei makom with tefillah, so he has such an avar for tefillah that he wants to be kvei makom, and obviously it comes from a nida b'nivus. Which means, he did not learn it from Shulchan Aruch. Right? He learned it from Shulchan Aruch, so I don't know what's a nivus, it's in Shulchan Aruch, he kept it in Shulchan Aruch. Right? So, it means the person who chaps and understands the importance of tefillah, that ad kedei kach, that he says, I would like to have my tefillah should be kavua. That must spring from an anivus inside of the person. And we can hope that such a person will eventually become a chassid also, and he deserves that title of anam and chassid. So we get back to our problem, so why is it called Tamid of a Rav Avinu? I mean, he didn't learn from Rav Avinu, he figured out himself. I don't know, if he learned from Rav Avinu, we maybe don't get this chus, this title. Right? So what is in the kudah of Tamid of Rav Avinu? It means, ha'kufa that he chap. Maybe, but okay, but it's interesting. And the next issue, which is, but he still doesn't explain the Kavram Be'ezra, right? He says, understands why at the end of his life, you know, this is the beginning of a process. So the process, we can believe a person understands the importance of this. He has a very good starting point to develop into a tremendous person. He deserves, by the end of his life, so that would answer our question, why Kishameis? You know, we don't say about him right now, because right now he doesn't have that yet. But he'll get there eventually. And that's okay. So, but we didn't explain the Kavram Be'ezroi, and the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara is still, you know, it seemed to cost him in a sefer a little bit, that we give him this Shabbat, you know, for, it's not only for this, it's, we're giving him Shabbat for something else, but this is the Hechatim Sabah Alma to get there. So, the Havan of the Rebbeinu Yonah, the Chara, is the Rebbeinu Yonah, it's one of the Rishonim, the Rebbeinu Yonah. But it still leaves us with some questions. Okay. We're familiar with the concept that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as Malkim, Baruch Malkim. He's called Malkim because the Olam is not his Malkim, he's the Malkim of the Olam. You also find that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to Nefesh. The more later on in the Brachas, the more makes parallels between the relationship between the Neshama and the Guf, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria, the Olam. Makadosh Baruch Hu Malei Eskal Olam, after Neshama Malei Eskal Aguf, Makadosh Baruch Hu is Roya Ben Anira, after Neshama is Roya Ben Anira, Rasha Mazan is Kol Olam Kulai, Neshama is Zan is Kol Aguf. So the relationship between the Neshama and the Guf, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Bria, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Neshama, as it were, the Nefesh, as it were, of the Bria. Find the Kodesh Baruch Hu referred to as the Malkim of the Bria. We're very familiar with the concept that Sefer talks about everything is expressed in Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Everything is expressed in Olam, which is the Malkim, Shana, which is Zman, the year, and Nefesh is in the Nefesh Adam. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as Nefesh. He's the Nefesh of the Bria. Rashi was referred to, he's the Malkim of the Bria. I'm not aware that Kodesh Baruch Hu referred to as the Zman of the Bria. You don't find anywhere it says, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Zman. He's called Oseh Bereishis, which the Gaon Taichas means he creates Zman. But he's not referred to as Zman. He's referred to as Nefesh, referred to as Malkim, not referred to as Zman. And this Nekudah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is referred to as Malkim, the Rashi is the Malkim of the Bria, it's something which we need to be Masber. That's just when he says that the word Malkim really comes from the word Kiyum. He's connected to the word Kiyum in his understanding. That the word Malkim is connected to the word Kiyum. So we say Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Malkim of the Bria. It's referring to that without Kosh Baruch's Ratzin, there would not be a Bria. So Bereshim is referred to as the Makam of the Bria because he's the Kiyum, he's the source of the Bria. So in the Pasha Taich is obviously that the Bereshim puts the Shefa of existence into us. Without that, we wouldn't exist. Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, we wouldn't even have a. In other words, when we use the word place, we think of a physical place. That's what becomes difficult when you refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Makom. The Bereshim is not a physical place. So what does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Makom of the Bria? It's not a physical place, and we're grappling with this word Makom, which is usually used to mean physical, and over here specifically Dafka, not physical. And so why was that the word which is chosen? If a person has a plan, he wants to accomplish something. So the first place where the plan exists, you know, is in the person's mind. The reason why whatever comes out to fruition at the end, whatever happens at the end, is because the person had created that idea in his mind that he wants something, like, that wants this idea to happen. He wants something to happen. Obviously, once he actually does it, it takes on its own existence independent of the person. But the real source of its existence is in this plan, this idea that the human being, that the person had, which he saw a problem, he saw an issue, and he decided he wants to address it, and he addressed it. That gives it its power to exist. When we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Makom of the Bria, and that's what I'm saying, he's the Kiyum of the Bria, the Bereshim developed in his mind a desire, okay, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu's mind means, for the world to exist. And without that, there'd be no room for such a concept as existence. Kadosh Baruch Hu's molecular arts kavod, there's no room for the concept of existence unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be, it is. If he doesn't want it to be, it isn't. So the whole concept of Bria only exists in the mind of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. But different than the human being, and that has to be an ongoing reality. So it's the concept of Makom is connected very much to the concept of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Makom of the Bria, means he's the Kiyum of the Bria. It's a very, 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 the whole concept of the reality, as we perceive reality, is contained in those words. It's not just existence. It's continued existence. Kiyum in the sense of continued existence. It's the whole concept of existence. It is contained in the concept of Makom. In the Bereshim's Ratzon, there is now a place for, I don't mean a physical place, but place in the conceptual sense. There's a place for such an idea, right? We use, you know, there's room, we talk about there's room. There's room. Room is a physical thing. You have room for something. With the room in your mind, there's room for such an idea. There's room for such a concept. We use it's a physical word, but we're talking about that in the world of ideas. You can use such a word also. So the Makom of the Bereshim, the Makom of the Bria, means the whole source and the reality exists in that. So Makom represents a very deep concept of existence and reality. The Maral, when he talks about this Gemara, he says that the process of tefillah is a process of dveikus. The opposite of dveikus is mikra. that I can't be dovek in something. I'm connected to you every time I visit you. So that's not a connection, because every time I leave you, I walk away and I don't think about you anymore, and I'm not connected to you anymore. I have nothing to do with you, and there's total break between the two of us. If that's the reality, that's not a vacus. That's not a connectedness. It's we want to find a true concept of being connected to something. It has to be an ongoing thing. It has to be dover, which is masmit. Tefillah is the makom in the person's mind to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So imagine a person, comes in, talks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, has that hakara, and then leaves and totally forgets it. So we would understand there's something wrong with his tefillah. His tefillah, it wasn't really a connection, because a connection which says you understand, you connect totally to the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you can walk away from it. You didn't really connect. It's a for you. There's a chesaron in the connectivity if you can walk away from it. Just so we would understand a relationship between two people, that I feel so close to you, and so if you mean so much to me, on every other Tuesday when I notice you. It means you're not really important to me. If I only notice, it's only every Tuesday when I notice you. It means you're not so important to me. But if that the it's a constant connection, that means that the relationship is deep. It means that there's a real relationship. So if the purpose of tefillah is the human being to be nidvak into Kadosh Baruch Hu, to take away the mechitza of this world which blocks a human being from connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be something which is a true kvius, a true connection. It has to be, the vacus has to be something which is constant. What Avraham Avinu added to the world, because I'll say that Avraham Avinu was the first one to call the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon. He was the first one to put the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name into the Bria. They heard of a Kelly Law. They heard of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a creator, but that he's connected to the Bria, that we can connect to him, and he's connected to us. So what we're doing is important to him, and he's mashkif, and he's mashkiach on what's happening. That was the challenge which they denied. Ramal kol goyim kvaydei. It's all way up there. It's not even the kvaydei that the way we should interact with it, they said. And we say Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbi'il Shabbos Hamashvi'il Rois Bashamayim Avoreitz. Hashem lowers himself down. He's totally aware, totally interested, and he wants to talk to us. He's totally connected. Avraham Avinu was the one who taught that to the Bria. Avraham Avinu was the one through Avraham Avinu's yesodus of Chesed was he saw the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu was made to the Bria constantly, because he's constantly interested in cares and concerns. I want to be constantly interested in care and concerns for the Bria also. He learned from the meanings of Kadosh Baruch Hu that hanhaga of what is the true godless of an Adam is to be a mishamish. Sefer Kadosh Baruch Hu is a mashamish. True God's Adam is to be caring and concerning. Sefer Kadosh Baruch Hu cares and concerns. Overlook and oversee and help. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Avraham Avinu, when he called the Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon, and he's also called Avraham Oyavi, means he had the meter of year and the meter of Ava. But it was the meter of the year and the meter of the Ava of understanding that, like the Rambam says, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is over the source of everything. That's the year of. And he's imminently available, which is the source of Ava. There's no makom for the person to walk away from that. When Avraham Avinu, so like the Rambam says in Meron Avuchim, that the Ovis, whenever Messiah Das from the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there wasn't the moment where they're Messiah Das. That's why when a person has not even a moment where he's Messiah Das from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says no mikra ra can happen to the person. The Rambam Mura says that. So Avraham Avinu brought to the world this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole reality of the Bria is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brought to the world the concept of Makom. The Baruch Hu is the Makom of the Bria. So how could Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu did a Ma'aseh of Tefillah, he did it in that physical place one time. But it wasn't something which was mikra by him. This is his whole ma'aseh of every single day. And he davened. That's what Chazal says. He was taking tefillah shacharis. Means Avraham Avinu's kaviyas of his day was the first thing he did was he was kaveya. What is the reality that he lives in? So Avraham Avinu was walking along, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Mar Nevuah. He doesn't daven. He davens in a way where it was an expression of a constant connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was a connection which he had it in his oil. He has it over here. I'll have it over there. He doesn't do it in a happenstance way. He does it with the feeling, the true feeling of connectivity to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu b'chlal, we find Avraham Avinu, like the Chazal talk about that Avraham Avinu was Avraham Ivri. He's able to stand up against the whole Bria. The pasuk refers to him as Eisen Hezrochi. He was like a rock. It talks about he's like a tsuri. He's like a he's like a mountain. He was rock solid. It was total chlorkite, the total strength in his understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality in the Bria, that he could take on the whole world. A person understands, Dr. Morrell, that tefillah shouldn't be something which is haphazard. And when I do tefillah, it should be done in such a way where I feel miyushiv when I'm doing. I feel settled in what I'm doing. The best way to do that is if I have a makom kavua, which allows me to focus in on my tefillah and allows me to understand my tefillah and be connected into my tefillah. He understands that the process of tefillah requires that. Because tefillah is the moment where a human being is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when he walks away from tefillah, he doesn't walk away from it. It's not a davar mikra. It's a davar masmit. Davar shehu b'kviyas ein loch. It's hepek hamikra shein hamikra masmit. Mikra can't be constant. So kvei makom tefillosai, if I do it one time, it's not enough. But if I do that every time, so I'm being conveyed to myself that tefillah is real, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is real, that the need to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the source of everything, is real. Avraham Avinu, came out from another direction. He had such a clarity of that wherever he did it, that was automatically what it was. We start from another direction. We give ourselves a kviyas in tefillah, which gives us the ability to develop that relationship. It gives us the ability to learn how to take the lessons of tefillah and what it is into with us with the rest of the day. Just an interesting Rav Hirsch, the high point of tefillah, according to the Gemara and Brachos later on, is Kaddish. The most chashuv part of tefillah is Kaddish. That the more comes out that. Brought down an halacha that the more clears a shaila that, like I mentioned last month during Urchos Chamna Rosh, the more says you can't be you're not mafs in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to answer Kedusha, but the more says maybe Kaddish, yes, because Kaddish is more chomer than Kedusha. The more says no, Kaddish not. But the more has a tzad to say, like, there's actually one dumb, and the more says yes. And then it's brought down an halacha and Simon Kuf Yod, a person that doesn't have enough time to chop Kaddish and Kedusha. And he has one shul which is holding by Kaddish, one shul is holding by Kedusha. You go to the shul which is saying Kaddish. The Iker of Kaddish is Yeheshim Rabbi Mevorach Lelam Mayor. Rav Hirsch teaches that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will be Yehei, it will be. Well, what it means it will be? A person is making a pledge. The act of saying Yeheshim Rabbi, a person is making a pledge that I'm here and answering Kaddish, or say, you know, responding to Kaddish. I'm pledging that by the time my day is finished, I'm going to leave this room and go out wherever I go out to. By the time the day is finished, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will be greater in the world than it was when it started this morning. because I'm going to spread a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name in the world. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is an act of a person promising to himself that he's going to bring more godliness into the world during today. That's how he touches the Yeshem Rab. So Avraham Avinu's Kiddush is that Avraham Avinu created a Malkum. Sotah says a fascinating thing. He says that Avraham Zeichah to promise the promises of Yerusha to Oretz, Eretz Yisrael is the Malkum which we looked for as Malkum in the Bria. That's our Malkum. He says, but till Avraham Avinu, there was a tzaddik here, there was a tzaddik there. It wasn't the Davar Masmin. It wasn't the constant. It didn't continue. Noach wasn't able to make sure that his children went. Shem wasn't able to make sure that his children went in the right way. So it wasn't. It was a mikra here, a mikra there. That the vacus which human beings had, the Kodesh Baruch Hu couldn't extend, couldn't continue. Avraham Avinu had it so powerfully. He had it, such a strength to it that he was able to say. The Rashi says, "You're going to get Yerusha's Oretz because you've created a mukim in the world for me. You've created a mukim where it's guaranteed it's going to go over to the next generation." Avraham Avinu, so I mentioned in the Shmuz 2 weeks ago, that the Medrash says that should we go save Avraham from Rakastim? Avraham says, "Ani chayma." That if, and they say, if you're a chayma, we're going to build on you. We're going to build you a beautiful, right? Ani chayma. So the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says, "Ani chayma, I'm going to be maimed generations and generations of tzaddikim like me." The Medrash in Shira Shirim says, "I'm going to be maimed in the world, Maisim Tov." The Avraham Avinu's Maisim Tov were neveya from his chayma. He was rock solid. That was, he was such a rock solid that he can guarantee that his generations will continue to do the same thing. So the ability that Avraham Avinu put into the Bria, ability to this concept, he created such a reality of it that it could be something which will. It's a real devekus. Russian was dovek and Avraham Avinu. So now he's called the Kav Ram. The Bora says that David and Melech wanted they should say Elokei David. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, to be called Elokei, you have to be tested. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu should put his name on a human being, which means that there's a perfect Devekis, that means the Brashim's existence in the Bria is expressed through the human being. Tesh says in Brachas, Kol Bracha Rav Marav, Kol Bracha doesn't have in it. Shema Malchus is not a good bracha. So the Torah says the Kasha, what about Shemon Esrei? Shemon Esrei doesn't say Melech Olam, it doesn't say Melech Olam. So Torah says one teretz in a bracha at L'Shem Shevach, it's an issue, but bracha L'Shem Tefillah, the Bakasha, it's not a problem. Torah's other teretz is Elokei Avraham is Malchus. Elokei Avraham is the equivalent of saying Melech Olam. Avraham Avinu created the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a reality in the world. So, you want to say Elokei David, you have to be tested. That it has to be clear that there's no break in it. That it's a davar which is masim, it's a davar hoy v'tomi. Because the dveik is only shaykh, is a constant thing. You have to be tested. He didn't pass the test. Filhach, we say Magain David. He's Magain David, but Elokei David, he's not. Avraham Avinu is called Elokei Avraham because he was after every single test, his reality is there was no place for a break in the connection. It has to come dafka through a process of nisoy. A person comes to the recognition that he needs to make a kviyas makom. He needs to make a community. He understands that tefillah is a process of a devekus and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a constant reality. So the Rebbe, that has to come from an Ivis. A human being, as much as he's full of himself, can't be full of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That he wants it should be a davar mas metamid. So it means I walk out the door and I have a good business deal. I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. I walk out and I have a great idea. Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. I walk out and I solve a problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. That's what I want. That's what I'm saying I want. I want a kviyas makom that there shouldn't be any time of a hefsek. That it's not shaykh in the world of a Balgaiva. This person is an onuv. This person is, but Avraham Avinu was able to say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you that my generations, Avraham Avinu was able to create such a reality that he can promise then, I promise you that it will continue. Amidaris, I will be able to make kitus, he says, groups and groups of tzaddikim from Isaiah, which will do the same thing. There'll be a chayma. There'll be mamash. Be a chayma. The antithesis to Avraham Avinu is Stoim. Stoim is the ga'ain. The pasuk refers to the ga'ain of Stoim Achiseich. They were the world of it's us. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They were the anti Avraham. And you have Avraham here and Stoim there, and a Loit who was an Zera Anpin of an Avraham, he looks like Avraham Avinu, is a Zera Anpin of Avraham Avinu, goes into the world of Stoim, is able in that world to maintain some reality of the limit of Achlosas Archim to the point Mesiras Nefesh that his daughter, the Pshat of Rivach is referring to the daughter of Loit. So there was an akura of Avraham in the world of Stein, and that's the only thing which survived. That's the only thing which had a reality of existence. So that the pasuk says, "Vayeshkev, vayibeshach as elkim, vayoskrel kim as Avraham, and vayishalach as Loit." Means as Avraham Avinu was able to give into Loit some of that reality, and therefore Loit can exist in a world where there's no existence anymore. The concept of Stoim is that that world cannot exist. We're balancing Avraham Avinu, which is rock solid and mukum dveikus on Kadosh Baruch Hu, into a world which is the exact opposite of that, which is being destroyed, totally destroyed. Like, come on, it's like it never existed. It's garbage. There's nothing there. It's like you say there was something here before. It's not even a mukum anymore. It was turned over. It's gone. It's like it never, like there's no history anymore. It was like a dream. There's nobody left over. There's nothing left over. People are dead. There's no bodies buried. There's nothing. It's total destruction. It's the anti-reality. So the void that the pasuk is telling us is Avraham Avinu stood in a world of such an extent that he was the opposite extreme. That's Elokei Avraham. As much as I'm shy to that, Elokei Avraham Ezra, that I'm able to create the Bereshit is total. The total source of reality is as the opposite. That's Kviyas Makom Tefila. Okay, so let's go back to the. So we said that Avraham Avinu did it one. It was one time. It was in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't his regular makom. Yes, and that's exactly the chiddush of Avraham Avinu. That even a one time was a metzias of makom. The place where it told us he is here when we're contrasting the reality of Avraham Avinu against the reality of Stoim and the Tzolus Light. And this is where it talks about. This is the makor of Avraham Avinu's metzias of tefillah. Is contrasted specifically to against the world of Loit, the world of Stoim. It says a person came up on Tfilosai, so Lekevram Be'ezroi, he's zeichet to that Siyata Deshmaya as a tolda of Avraham, that he understands the Lekei Avraham. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the reality. If he can hold on to that till he dies, so it means it was revealed to Vakas. If he can make it to the end, it didn't end. So if it ended, so it wasn't the Ramasmith, it wasn't Vakas. It broke. It broke, it lost its Kud of the Vakas. If you can make it all the way to the end, my friend, you can make it to the finish line. Kishemais, Armamaloi. Yes, he was zeicha to have that midah, that clarity of understanding which you can get from Avraham Avinu, mitamino shel Avraham Avinu. It was Yerusha from Avraham Avinu that Klal Yisrael was able to do that. Avraham promised 3,000 years ago. 3,500 years ago, Avraham Avinu promised, yes, the Baruch Hashem, there will be people from my Zera which are able to do that. But I can't say it about the person till he makes it to the end, because then it's I don't know if he really absorbed the lesson and there was a real debacus or not until he makes it to the end. Kadosh Baruch Hu was referred to Makayim Shel Olam. The Baruch Hashem is the nefesh of the Olam. It's nefesh Olam. We understand that's part of the Baruch Hu's nefesh Olam. The Nakuda of Mokum, Zman, Rashi isn't, Rashi created Zman. Zman is something which is not shaykh to Kadosh Baruch Hu at all. Mokum is not shaykh to Kadosh Baruch Hu either. But the Mokum which we're referring to, when we refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Mokum, is the opposite. The Rashi created what for us is called reality. The reality of Mokum is the key in which we have is all expression of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Mokum that's referring to. It's not referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu as Mokum in the sense, but Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the Mokum, or gives the reality for us to exist. Tefillah is a high point of a person's day. If a person would understand, he's standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'd have a problem that we wouldn't be able to keep the doors on the base matters, because people would be flying the base matters so fast that possibly they'd rip the doors off the moorings. What does it mean that the person you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're talking to the Creator of the Bria, you're asking for whatever you want, you're dovik in reality, in existence. That's what Mokum the Tefillah means. But that's a mashu of the story. That person walks out of the doors and he takes it with him. Because if he doesn't take it with him, it's not dveikus, it's not mokum. So the chiddush is that a person can take it out with him when he walks out the door. If you convey your mokum to Allah, so you're right, that gives you the ability to take it with you when you walk out the door. That the pledge that you make, or person says, will become true. When I'm sitting there and I'm clearing in the business deal, to be honest or dishonest, I'm being given a temptation, I'm given a challenge, I'm given a nisoyin, and it's no nisoyin. What do you mean? Nisoyin for me. I'm davar gonna kash baruch. There's no tooth started. There's no fight. Roman Minos has a nisoyin of Lakeda. So what was the nisoyin? Rav Shach, you know, tells over there in Abiezer, he says, what was the nisoyin already? Rav Kash Baruch spoke to him and told him, there's no tooth started. It's not shaykh to study in Batsin. The Kaveh Mokum and Tvilosim is to create a reality to the point that there's no to study. There's not an option. Otherwise, if there is, it's not Kavua. It's not the Vegas. If I'm talking to you, and I know you're there, and I know that you're standing there, and you're listening to me, and responding to me, I don't have a challenge to figure out whether I should listen to, whether I should do something against you or not. You're right there. And if I don't know that, so I'm chaser in my relationship. I'm chaser in my dveikus. That's the void that a human being is supposed to aspire to. To learn to use tefillah, every mokum, every element of his avodah, but use to learn tefillah as a way to give the human being the tools that he needs to withstand the challenges of life. Tefillah isn't asking for your bakasha. Tefillah is asking, it is a way to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, understand that it comes from him, and therefore whatever happens, you know it's him. And therefore you can handle anything which comes to you. That's what Rav Avinu promised the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Any nisoyin we're going to get, any challenge we're going to have, I promise you, there'll be kitas. I promise you, I can be ma'amid ma'asim toivim, he says. I'll give you ma'asim toivim. I can promise you from the kviyas mokum of tefillah that I will withstand whatever there's going to be challenged in front of me. That's what tefillah is. That's what human being is, avoid it is, and that's what that tefillah is.